Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, your Mr. Sims, joined as always by Todd Loya.
What's up? That was kind of racist, Dan.
Mm-hmm. And Pugstrand.
Fucking showing your true colors.
Namaste. What's up, Master Dan?
I didn't say I was as cool, but I can be.
Calm down, Vanilla Candy Man.
That's interesting. But you know what? He drives the van. He's that candy man.
God damn it. And Mike Krueger.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
You know what's funny? Remember, I jokingly said I was going to put that up.
It's already there. You've been warned.
All right, Dan. There you go. I totally did not.
Whatever. Yes, whatever is said. I just flung my note because I'm so fucking nervous. Across the room, and now I got my notes. So, anyways, yeah, I'm very afraid right now. Let's get right into it. We're here tonight to review Tales from the Hood 3, which is from the original director. Rusty Cundiff and Darren Scott. And all right. So this one, following the franchise's cult classic roots, this all-new anthology is four terrifying tales that will scare and thrill audiences with its horrifying twists and social commentary. All right. So we'll elaborate a little bit more on the stories here. All right. So right off the bat, no Mr. Sims. That disappointed the shit out of me. Even if they had used a different actor again, I had an issue with that. My second issue, where's the hood at this point?
You know what? I have something to explain that later. I don't know if we want to bring it up now. So,
we don't have to now. We'll leave that as a teaser for later. But just to, I mean, I'll talk more about this, but those are two major issues I have right off the bat. Who wants to go first? Who wants the hot tag?
I'll fucking tag in real quick.
Go for it.
Just fucking, I just want to say Tony Todd, I thought, did a really good job in this. He could have very well phoned this shit in, like, so easily, and he didn't. I thought he was pretty creepy. And that whole wraparound story with him, I thought was one of the better stories that we did get. The first segment, though, I did feel bad for Ethan. And, you know, fuck that asshole landlord. The line with the little boy talking about, like, if people with tumors die, to his parents was, you know, pretty fucking sad. The segment, though, left me wanting a lot more. So I wasn't really huge on that one. Second segment, you know, Dan's biopic.
That was like my one fucking great note I had. We get a glimpse into Dan's future.
That's his present seriously. Right now with all the blow up dolls.
Yeah, like the blow up dolls. And I just thought the blow up dolls fucking, like, all being different ethnicities and homeboy make one eat his ass, like, Jesus Christ.
Those lines were fucking gold. Dan, that's all it takes.
God damn. That's the segment that makes me nervous.
Because he knew bio, it's like when Harvey Weinstein produced Scream 3.
Fuck you, Todd. Oh yeah, that's my bio, Todd.
It's comparable.
Anyways, that being said, on that segment, I thought the segment could have been like really good because it started out strong and was like fucking ridiculous and, you know, bringing out some emotion. But then
Truth I thought bombs. The end.
Yeah, I thought the ending was lame as fuck.
Yes.
It ruined the rest of the segment for me. And then we go into the third one, and I thought that was probably the best segment with the about the girl rapper, and, you know, that lady Carmen, you know, and just the batshit insane. I can't really talk too much about that one without spoiling shit. But like that one ended up being my favorite segment, and the last one, the Sucker Punch Bandit. Fuck that asshole. Like, I was so happy. Just like, yeah, shit your pants, you fucking piece of shit. Like, fuck you. You deserved everything you got.
So timely, but, too, with the Rick Moranis incident.
Yeah, seriously.
Can you imagine if Moranis fucked him up?
Oh my god, that'd be the best story ever.
Just he's like, so he's taken some MMA since he retired from acting, and he just fucking chokes the guy out.
Like, you imagine you fucked with the wrong one. That's like the fourth Honey, I Shrunk the Kid movie.
I just love that Henry is like, I'm gonna fuck you up, motherfucker, if I find you on the streets. Like, that is the shit. Shout out to Henry, yeah. Fucking Mike Parker. But that segment, I thought had like potential to be really cool, like the with all the voodoo shit, and they didn't really like the demon they had kind of looked lame. It was like this weird bird twig thing, and that being said, I did like the voodoo element overall. I thought this was okay, but it's not even comparable to the first fucking movie, and I'll talk about, more about the other sequels and the first movie later, but this wasn't really that great.
Okay. Pugs, what did you think? Go for it.
You're not going to tell me to be nice like last time? Okay.
Does it matter?
No. Not, not like my life now, Dan. Anyway, yeah, this is not as good as the original for sure. But there are elements I like. I like the second story. I actually do like the ending because I want to go there. I think that's fucking awesome. Minus what happened to the main character. But yeah, he had me cracking up the entire time. So that was probably my favorite segment. Oh, that's my second favorite segment. My favorite is the wraparound. The little girl and fucking Candyman. And then what happens with them. I'm like, I want more of these Big Lip Sams. They're cool as shit, but we'll get there later. And spoilers. And then actually, I totally disagree with you on the third segment, Kruger. There's a movie out there that does it way better, and that watching it just made me want to watch that movie. It's good, but it just reminded me too much of the other movie. So, yeah, overall, it's fine. I think you should watch it just to complete, if you have OCD, just to complete the series, but it's also skippable. So up to you. I'll get a little more detailed later.
Did you pop for here have some ass taco?
That was funny.
That's probably the only one I can repeat that's not too horrible.
Dude, his lines were fucking gold. I want like a live stream show of just him, like what he does during the day. Get on it, Dan.
What you're saying is you would be sending him food.
Oh, absolutely. I'll send him the dolls. What color you want today? Dude, when you use the, I'm going to spoil one, the term Jesus killer. Oh, fuck me.
Oh.
Hello? Okay.
You are literally black.
Yeah. Jesus killer, fucking hilarious.
All I know is I want to see that misogyny exhibit so bad.
See? Yes, I want Todd.
Look how excited
he is now.
Look how excited he got just to mention the word misogyny. But he loves women.
Shut up, Todd. I don't kill them, Todd. You're back.
Solid.
All right.
What do you think, Todd?
I'm actually pretty much with everyone else. I mean, I like the wraparound segment the most. They were all okay. Comparing it to part two, just off the bat, this was a huge step up, but it still wasn't great. Okay, but. Yeah, I had fun watching it.
This one is a step up from two, absolutely, but it's only a small step up.
The reason why two kicks so much ass, though, is because it has that real crime. What's his name, Dan?
Mr. Sims?
No, the Emmett. It's in Lovecraft County right now.
Oh, Emmett Till.
Emmett Till. that I should have been a full feature. So like for me, that saves the whole thing because it's that's done excellent.
I feel like you could almost combine the best of 2 and 3 into a not I'll as good that. As the first, but
I'll co-sign that. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Like have Mr. Sims and like combine the best of the two, and there might be a movie that's not as good as the original, but worthy of it.
Tales from the Hood, Tree Fitty.
There you go. There you go. All right. So first segment. Well, first the wraparound I thought was really good. Tony Todd. Good use of him. Again, I just miss Mr. Sims, and it just seemed like there was an you could have easily have had him in there, even if it was a no-name actor. You know, just get Mr. Sims in there. Where's the hood?
I would have rather just had Tony Todd play the part.
I thought that's what they were doing. I thought somehow. But yeah, and also it's kind of getting far away from the hood at this point, which I know Todd has something to say about that. So first segment I thought was really good. He pulls at the heartstrings a little bit. I like that one quite a bit. More He's serious.
Thailand with the with homeboy.
That's that's fucked up. So the second segment. Now it's funny as shit, but it's also pretty stupid. It is. It's kind of dumb. The way, I'm not going to spoil anything, but the ending to that one was just kind of like, okay.
It's a South Park episode that it reminded me of, and I'll do that after spoilers.
It also kind of tips
its hat. Being the pedophile in exhibit.
That's fucked up. It's
I can see that.
It tips its hat, too, because it doesn't quite make sense what's going on. And then, you know. I'm going to elaborate more on that one in spoilers. But it did make me laugh, but it is stupid. And it doesn't, I don't know if it fits Tales from the Hood as well as it could. The third story is fine. I didn't think a whole lot of it, but it was fine. I enjoyed the fourth story. I thought that tied into actual shit that's gone on. What's that? Fuck you. Thank you. Damn! Anyways.
I'm trying to... Damn!
You're discriminating against people, Todd. Yeah.
Anyways.
I'm going to delete the word not.
What is that site... fuck, where like random people get punched out? No. World Star? World Star?
Well, it's not really, it's not just for that, but that happens there.
God, you're funny. Out of touch. So.
You know what? If somebody would have yelled World Star, I would have laughed my ass off.
Yeah. I kind of like the idea, but even that one's a little uneven, you know? But,
dude, Gold Shoes fucking needed a knee to the neck. So, fuck him. Yeah.
There we go. That's the
that's fucked up. There you go. It's just a mixed bag for me. I mean, at best, it's not the first film. It's not even close. Slightly better than the second. Although I'm almost bordering on par because there's no Mr. Sims, but.
Yeah. I'd rather have no Mr. Sims than ruin what the character is about. Here's my thing, Dan. Here's the hood thing. Where's the hood in part two?
I believe you did have... I could be wrong. Maybe it was lacking in that one, but I thought there was one segment where it kind of was.
And if go back to Tales from the Hood, how many of those segments are hood segments?
Several. I mean, the whole thing with Mr. Sims.
Yeah, that's it. The wraparound, that is the part that makes that the hood. If you think of the stories, like the Corbin Burtson doesn't involve the hood and everything else, the stories don't fit that criteria, which is why the first one works so well, because it's a traditional anthology, but with the urban element, and combined is why we get Tales from the Hood. And both of these two and the wraparounds were lacking that element. And that's where it misses for me. Well, I'll be honest. 99 or 95 when the first one came out. Took two things I loved, fucking horror movies and gangster rap, and gave us Tales from the Hood. So it hit. And it pulled the music. Like, we didn't have the music, like, of the what would fit Hood in the second or the third. So it just kind of, like, even Kruger said earlier, the rapper, she's a singer, which if it would have been a rapper, it would have made more sense.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's hard to replace. I agree. I remember when I first saw the original, which, Todd, did you say you saw it in theaters?
Yes.
Okay, I was not fortunate enough because that I saw on video.
Fun fact, the very first Flesh Food Radio, the very first song we played at our break was Tales from the Hood by Domino, the theme. So,
fuck yeah.
Nice. Forgot about that. Did it have a wide release? It didn't have a wide release, though, right? It was just lucky. Because I would have seen it.
It wasn't 95. Regency. It was, I can't think of the company right now. Same one who did Big Lebowski. They went under not too long after those came out, and Universal picked them up. that company, I can't think of it. I don't know how limited it was. I just knew I was able to see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it was pretty limited.
And I had the multiplex with 30, so they got a lot.
Lucky bastard. All right. So, any closing thoughts on Tales 3 before we rate it and get into spoilers?
No.
Yeah, nothing.
All right. Let's go for it. What do you rate it, Kruger?
Overall, I think a 2.5 is fair. Like I said, I did like some stuff, and I did, like everything with Tony Todd, but there was some stuff that just wasn't good at all. But better than Tales from the Hood, too. So
there we go. What say you, Bugs?
I am also a 2.5. Tony Todd, that segment saved it for me, or that wraparound saved it for me, because I was like a 2, 1.5, 2 the whole time.
Okay. Todd.
I'm a 2.5 also, but I do want to, I'm going to say this now before we get into spoilers, another anthology from the same team, Rusty, and I forgot the other guy's name, the one who produced Boysenhood. Okay, there we go. They also, after Tales from the Hood 2, they put out American Nightmares, also known as Mr. Malevolent, also known as Tales from the Crib. It's also an anthology. It's got 8 stories instead of the 3, so there are a lot of quick little stories. Mm-hmm. Free on Tubi, much better than both the sequels. Yeah. Tales from the Hood. So I'd recommend that if you want something with, a good anthology. It's not great, but it's very entertaining.
Okay. So I'm at 2. There was enough that made me laugh, but this whole thing is kind of a mess at the same time. It doesn't. Yeah, so I'm a 2. Mm-hmm. All right, so
you got to say spoilers before you start stalling, Dan, so they know.
Spoiler warning: we are going to start talking about spoilers now. So if you don't wish for it to be ruined, now would be the time to bow out and pick up later. All right, so
good job, Dan.
Don't patronize me, Todd. God damn it. Job. I always do a good job.
Fucker. Okay.
I'm trying to be nice. And...
He's not used to it. He's on. He's defensive because
What does that people. Even mean?
I don't know. We put it up for something, and it's still on the board.
There probably is a lover Dan out there
for Girl House.
Oh, thank you. Someone remembers. Oh, because it was lover boy.
I'm the one with CTE. What the fuck?
I was thinking children, but yeah, you're right.
You have not seen our slasher show. You can go watch that now, at least the first one so far.
There you go. All right. Yeah, so... well,
just to plug it. Come on. I had to play it all the long.
So I fucking hate introducing science fiction into this again. That was the worst thing about the last one with the robot. I was like, this is not fucking Tales from the Hood. And that was my issue with that. The way they had ended that, I almost thought, because he was so over the top, I thought it was just all in his head, or it was like a post-apocalyptic type thing. I mean, again, It's funny, that actor. I mean, holy shit, great job. In fact, I want to put him over. His name is Cooper Huckabee. It's been in, you know, other stuff too, but good performance, not the best story. I mean, shit, this guy was in, I think he was in the Funhouse. Jesus.
That story reminded me, like, the end is when the kids in South Park go to the Museum of Tolerance. So that's where the reason why I liked it, because when Cartman goes on the ride and he gets the N word and then the, you know, I don't want to do it to make Dan turn all red, but like there's racial slurs and he's like, this is the best ride ever, guys. That would have been me at this fucking museum. I want a shirt with, I don't remember his character's name, with him on it, with all the blow up dolls and him just being happy or something. Fucking hilarious. I actually really enjoyed that, but like, not as a Tales from the Hood segment. It's just a fun idea. So,
I want the Todd to be like the big water ride, and at the end, it's like piss your pants as you like go down Splash Mountain style. Reach the top,
right into Todd, the one big hole.
Todd Dan, reaching for a titty, and you just go down.
Dan's ride has an age limit.
Fuck you, Todd. damn it. If you're listening for the first time, we really don't hate each other, but yeah, might seem
sometimes. That. I think that comes off. Not on here.
Speak
for
yourself.
So. 1, 2, Krueger's coming for you.
Yeah,
segment 3. How about it? Skeleton sure. Key's way fucking better, and that's what it kept reminding me of.
Yeah, it wasn't that interesting. Was the that? Acting was fine.
Oh, I've never seen Skeleton Key.
Oh, I love Skeleton Key. I'm talking this segment.
I am sorry. I thought you did. That's a big fucking. I suck.
That doesn't ruin.
Oh, no, it's cool, dude. It's fucking old as shit.
Still, fuck. Okay, my bad.
Watch that for Halloween, Krueger. Add that to your list. Yeah, Skeleton Key was underrated.
You pulled the Dan there, Pugs.
I did. Fuck.
And yet he doesn't get yelled at.
You see how pissed off I am at myself? I don't need to be yelled at. Yeah. Fuck. Sorry, dude.
Not like Dan will keep going.
Anyway, Krueger, you should watch it. It's fucking excellent. And like the reason why I don't like Get Out that much is because like I compare it to that too. I'm like, this is just done better than these. Shit, sorry.
That's cool.
I like the movie. I like the movie a lot, and I wish I had known.
Yeah, the one punch thing that was kind of amusing. I don't know. I just
really hated that demon he was being haunted by. It looked like shit. Like it was like a weird bird looking thing, and I'm like, you fucking couldn't have came up with something better with voodoo, like. Really? Like
something left over from Cirque du Soleil or something.
I'm not sure if that has like a hidden meaning or something, but
it could.
Maybe it does.
I hope it does, and we don't get it because I was like that too. I'm like, what's this Sesame Street thing doing here? Trying to get this guy up. Fucking lame. But we did need that. What's his name? We did need that movie because that guy, I wanted to fucking hurt him so bad. Why are you hitting all these people and just taking their shit? You were a piece of shit. You deserve whatever you get. I'm glad you're rotting while you're alive. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I wasn't really a big fan of like what ended up happening to him. Like I wish they would have went more brutal. Mm-hmm. But Jesus Christ. But the thing I did like, I think the big reason I liked the third segment so much, just going back to that, was when she's picturing her fucking smashing that chick's face in with the candle holder or whatever the hell it was. That looked really, really good. Like, that looked awesome as fuck. And, like, some of the effects on there that was good. But the wraparound, I kind of agree with you guys. Like, it was right on the cusp of, you know, the best or second best of the, you know, whole, all the stories. And that line, you don't know my mommy, but you will know me. Fuck yeah. And they fucked Tony Todd up. That was awesome. And then I did enjoy the welcome to hell, motherfucker line. But like the thing I was disappointed, where the fuck was the reference to the shit? Like that was like the only good thing about the second one.
That's fucked up.
I'm for the win in this movie. Shot on bail.
Actually, I feel if we get Tales from the Hood 4, you will see like that story play out. I don't know though, if they're going more comedic, that might be a little too.
I mean, too intense, was laughing,
but so anyways, any other spoilers to talk, guys?
I did really like the fucking the Sams with the like the zipper things. Like I want to, if we would get a feature length movie of Tony Todd being a fucking petter ass like this, I think that'd be really fucking cool.
He plays it very well.
Todd plays anything well. I mean, Tony Todd is just elevates anything.
I watched his episode on Holliston. Fucking that shit is hilarious. Like is like one of the funniest damn shits. I never thought Tony Todd being in a sitcom would work so well, but it really fucking does. And just like, dude, like I love Tony Todd. Like, what a fucking. He's just a fucking legend. And like the fact that like his filmography can go to like some of the most like low budget shit ass movies, but always, always, he's always the best part.
To the pinnacle is Worf's brother in Star Trek Next Generation and Deep Space Nine.
Well, he gotta pay his rent, Dan.
Dan is muted now.
But fucking just in general, Tales from the Hood, this was my first time watching any of them. So, you know, I went from start to, you know, the third. And the first one I definitely think is a fucking masterpiece, especially that last segment and the wraparound on the first one. Like, I love the ending when dude turns into a demon and everything just gets crazy as fuck. And then the second one, though, I didn't hate it. I really liked that first segment that brought the doll back from the first movie. Mm-hmm. And I did, but like the thing that bothered me with that actually was like the fucking white girl dropping the hard R, and then like she wasn't suffering at all. Like she was just kind of like laughing when all the, you know, fucked up racist dolls are popping out of her stomach. So like I kind of wanted to see her get like fucked up, like, you know, and see something really fucked. But overall though, like the first Tales from the Hood is definitely a classic, but like Pug said, you could definitely skip these sequels, but I don't know. It was fun watching all of them. So if you want a day of, you know, just fucking going through everything, go ahead and go for it. Just know that the sequels aren't
great. Fan edit the 2 and 3, the best of.
I rewatched, you know, all three also. And I didn't hate 2 as much as I did the last time. The wraparound really, really hurts it.
Yeah.
It really does. Yeah.
Well, Keith David's good in it, but like Keith David's good in it, but the just the ridiculousness of everything else is just.
If I didn't mention on that other one that Mr. Sardonicus or Tales from the Crib, American Nightmares, their wraparound guy is Danny Trejo. So.
Yeah.
Anytime he gets screen time,
he does. He's, you know, like I said, he's in between the segments. It's more of a digital age, but
that's not Tales from the Barrio. The fuck?
There is a Barrio. There is a Barrio Tales out there, actually.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what wraparound segment bothered the fuck out of me though in the anthology that I actually really like is fucking goddamn Mickey Rourke in Nightmare Cinema. He fucking makes me so goddamn mad in that movie where he's just like, I'm the projectionist, and fucking says it like 7 times. Like, bitch, we know. Like, get the fuck out of here. With
your forgot CD. He said
that dude is a fucking maniac. So I heard him on a podcast, or I heard Mick Garris on a podcast. He showed up in that outfit, right? And then he gave the receipt to wardrobe to get reimbursed. So like, they didn't even tell him to dress like this. He just showed up like, oh, I know what I look like. Dude, this is a low-budget movie. What the fuck are you doing? That movie actually like let me down. I was like hyped up on it for like the longest time. And when I saw it, I was like, this is it. Damn.
There's a lot of funny Mickey Rourke stories. There was one. I mean, I don't know. I can't remember where this came from, but like him like fucking for like 3 days straight on like a cocaine binge or something crazy.
Oh, so the wrestler.
Probably. Well, Marissa Tomei, yeah, if that were the case.
Hey. She's not a skeleton, yeah. I'll tell you that much.
Fuck you, Todd. All right, so.
Marissa Tomei, fucking. She's another one. That's not fair. Also, I don't be mad at her.
Anyways, so. Any other closing thoughts on Tales from the Hood 3?
I'm good. I'll behave.
It's too late.
I thought Puck was very well behaved.
All right. So everybody be sure to like, share, and subscribe on YouTube if we haven't scared you away. It really helps the channel. Also, since we don't bring it up as much, fleshwoundfeatures.com. Don't forget that. And check out the eBay stores. And Pugs, send us home.
All right. We are on Patreon, so if you want to help us out and get access to exclusive and early content, starts at $1. And it's really fun, and I think you'll enjoy it. Follow us on all the social media bullshits, including the brand new Slasher app. It's Halloween, so it's the perfect time to join up. And everybody, say good night.
Good night.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.